Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 11 through 16. The Reverend Jonathan Maynor is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from 1 Timothy, the 6th chapter. But as for you, O man of God, flee these things. Pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, steadfastness, gentleness. Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called and about which you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. I charge you in the presence of God, who gives life to all things, and of Christ Jesus, who in his testimony before Pontius Pilate made the good confession, to keep the commandment unstained and free from reproach until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he will display at the proper time. He who is the blessed and only sovereign, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone has immortality, who dwells in unapproachable light, whom no one has ever seen or can see. To him be honor and eternal dominion. Amen. O Lord, have mercy on us. In the holy name of Jesus. Amen. St. Timothy, pastor and confessor, son of Eunice and grandson of Lois, he encountered St. Paul on his second missionary journey and became a close associate, a faithful companion, a dear friend. Timothy did the work of a missionary in Asia Minor and Greece, his work and his life ending in the city of Ephesus near the end of the first century. Timothy was indeed a man of God, as Paul calls him here at the end of his first letter to him. And Paul encourages Timothy, this man of God, to flee from these things. Flee from these things. Well, what things are we talking about here? Well, if you go back just a few verses before our text, St. Paul writes to Timothy, "But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation, into a snare, into many senseless and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evils. It is through this craving that some have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many pangs." Flee from money? No, money is not the problem, but the love of it is. Money is not the problem, but the worldly reliance on it is. Money is not the problem, but the temptation that comes when you have a lot of it, and the temptation that comes when you don't, therein lies the problem. St. Augustine writes about this love of money and being a root of all kinds of evil, but also how it can be a blessing as well. He writes, "You were trying to flee with gold. Flee from gold instead. Let your heart flee from it, and your use of it need have no worries. Do without greed. Don't do without concern for others. There's something you can do with gold if you're its master, not its slave. If you're the master of gold, you can do good with it. If you're its slave, it can do evil with you." So we are encouraged to flee from the love of money. But what else? Go back a few more verses in the chapter, and St. Paul warns that if anyone teaches a different doctrine and does not agree with the sound words of our Lord Jesus Christ and the teaching that accords with godliness, he's puffed up with conceit and understands nothing. So flee from the love of money, flee from the conceited who teach false doctrine. Then look to St. Paul's letter to the Corinthians, where he instructs them to flee from sexual immorality and exhorts them, "Therefore, my beloved, flee from idolatry." And in his second letter to Timothy, Paul writes, "So flee youthful passions." But as for you, O man of God, flee these things. Flee from the love of money, the conceited false teacher, sexual immorality and idolatry, youthful passions. Ultimately, we are to flee from all things that are contrary to the Word of God and His commands for us. Sounds good, Pastor, but I know me. I know my thoughts and my words and my deeds. I can certainly relate all too well to Jesus' words to his disciples, that the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. So what do we do? Kretzmann writes, it's a bad plan to try out one's powers of resistance in courting the dangers connected with the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. To keep away from their alluring attractions is one safe thing to do. So what do? Flee, yes. Flee, run as fast as you can from these things, yes. Flee for the good of your body and soul, yes. But don't just flee from these things, but flee to something as well. Flee. Run as fast as you can to those things that the Lord has given to you. Flee to His Word in the Holy Scriptures. Flee with repentant hearts to the Holy Word of absolution. Flee to the font where you were marked and claimed and redeemed as His child, and where He daily reminds you of the blessing of the Spirit indwelling in you. Flee to the altar where He gives you His very body and blood. In these means of grace, you are strengthened by the Holy Spirit to pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, steadfastness, gentleness. You are strengthened to take up the whole armor of God and to fight the good fight of the faith. And you are strengthened to take hold of the eternal life to which you were called and about which you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses here in this place. In your churches, and every time you confess Jesus as Lord and Savior. In the strength of the Lord, you can flee from all things that are contrary to the Word of God and His commands. And you can flee to Christ, through whose death and resurrection you have forgiveness for every time you've fallen to temptation and failed to flee from sin. And in Him you have, even now, the eternal life to which you were called in Christ Jesus our Lord. Indeed, to Him be honor and eternal dominion. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.